This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com in another reply to the thread, My Rights Versus Your Rights. And I've been listening to some of the podcasts and, you know, I agree with pretty much everything everybody's saying. Haven't found anything to pick a fight with. It's just gave me some thoughts that 1984 did actually come true. 1984 was George Orwell's book about a society overruled by Big Brother and supervised by the Thought Police. And it's true that there are thought police among us. The most obvious thought police are the media. I mean, if somebody, especially an important, well, somebody that's got a high-ranking job or is in a high position, says something that is politically incorrect, they are crucified for making that one error in judgment of saying something that is wrong. As an example, Jimmy the Greek, you know, he was a gambling guy. He was pretty good in the sports business, television shows on odds on gambling, etc., etc. And a reporter asked him, you know, why do you think there's no African Americans in the management of professional sports? And he says they're basically better at being players, you know, because back in the old days, the slave owner would take his biggest black guy and he'd breed him with his biggest black woman to make them, you know, more productive. And it, basically that was a true statement, but it was very politically incorrect. I mean, it's very politically offensive, and he lost his job. He was crucified, died a year or two later. You can't say things that are politically incorrect because the thought police are there to monitor you. I mean, same situation with Marge Schott. You know, she almost lost. She owned a baseball team. She almost lost it simply for saying something that was politically incorrect. The media today are the thought police. They sit there and they wait for someone, anyone, to say something that is politically incorrect. Now, exactly who's in charge of what is and what is not politically incorrect, I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's somebody somewhere that says, you know, that makes this decision. You know, okay, you can't say that or you can say that. If they say this, they're politically incorrect, we're going to crucify them. Somebody's pushing an agenda here. Maybe it's the New World Order? I don't know. But a politically correct agenda is being pushed, and today's modern media are the thought police. And if you say something that is politically incorrect, you will be crucified. You will be destroyed. Especially if you hold a high-ranking job or a job that is, you know, something, especially if you have something to lose in our society. I don't know. It's strange. You have to toe the line. If I come out here and said, okay, 230 million people died in World War II, and 224 million deaths are being ignored so the Jews can claim martyrdom for their 6 million, that would probably get this podcast deleted because it's politically incorrect. There are people that are going to just yell, you know, no, you cannot say that. You cannot say that. I mean, it's not a part of the agenda that's being pushed. There is a politically correct agenda, and you're going to toe the line. And if you don't, then you don't have a chance. If you do get some modicum of success, and you try to express an opinion that is not a part of the politically correct agenda, then whatever success you've had will be taken. I don't know why this is, but it's happened. I mean, it's happened. I've given you a few examples. I'm sure there are many more. And yeah, you know, the more I think about this, I do believe there is a new world order, somebody that's pushing it, somebody that's setting the limits, and somebody that is trying to shut down every dissenting voice that doesn't toe the party line. Scary times we live in, my friends. That's just my thoughts on the matter. Love and light. This is Mr. Whoopee.